So the Pasuk in Ezra. The Pasuk in Ezra says like this. Hu Ezra ola mi Bavel, v'hu sofer mahir b'toiras Moshe. He was a sofer moi. He was an expert sofer b'toiras Moshe, shenasan Hashem Elokei Yisrael, v'atein lo melech yad Hashem Elokav, alav kol bakashos. And the king gave to Ezra whatever he needed. ויעלו בבני ישראל מן הכהן ולווים אשרים ואשרים וניסים אל ירושלים. So they came up to ירושלים בשנת שבע לתשס המלך. ויבוא ירושלים בחודש החמישי. And this is the story of Ezra. Now, פסוק says, in פסוק י' פרק ז', כי עזרא הכין לבבו לדרוש את תורת השם ולעשות ללמד בישראל חוק ומשפט. Because Ezra took upon himself to be דורש תורת השם ולעשו איסו ללמד בישראל חוק ומשפט, and to teach כלל ישראל חוק ומשפט. וזה פרשגן הנשתבן, אשר נוסן המלך ותחשסת, לעזר הסופר, סופר דברי מצווה יש השם, וחוקיו על ישראל. This הקדוש ברוך הוא, the king gave, the פרשגן הנשתבן, again, חזל learned, הנשתבן means the ksav that was actually in the process of change. The king, Artaxasta gave to Ezra Hakoyen, Hasoifer, Soifer Divri Mitzvah Hashem. He was the Soifer of Mitzvah Hashem, Vechuka Valisro. So Pasuk stresses the mile of Ezra that he was the Soifer. And the question is, what does the Soifer idea mean? So says the Gemara in Kiddushin, Lama Nikru Rishonim Soifrim. The Pasuk Rashi says is darshining on the Pasuk by Yaivetz, that the Rishonim, the original people, like Ezra, they're called Soifrim. Why they're called Soifrim? So Poshim Shat Soifrim means scribes. Chazal learned a little different. Shayu Soifrim kol ha'oisa sheba toira. Soifrim is not the Loshon Sefer, but it is the Loshon Mispar. They were accountants. That they counted all the lesser letters of the Torah. Shayu murvov de gochin chetzian oisa shel tsefer Torah. They would say the vav of gochin is half of the letters of the Sefer Torah. Dorosh, Dorash, the Pasuk Darosh, Darash, Moshe, Chetzian, Shel Tevois, is the middle, in the half of the words of the Torah, v'chulei, v'chulei. So it comes out that Ezra was a Sofer. So Sofer Chazal learned that Sofer is not only a scribe, but Sofer is an accountant. Because what it is, they counted the letters of the Torah, which means that they created the text of the Torah, that the text was stable, and the text was omnisignificant, had the importance to be able to darshan the Sefer. So he came, that's what the Pasuk says, Sofer divrei mitzvah Hashem v'chuka val Yisrael. Why? Because nosan livovei lidrois es toiras Hashem. Which means the following. We saw in the Mishnah Novice, that the Anshe Knesset Agdoila, which is established by Ezra, right? And he cannot be established by Ezra, but Ezra is the one who brings Anshe Knesset Agdoila back to Eretz Yisrael. They did three things. They said three things. Hevu Misunim Badim, be patient on the Din. Hamidu Talmidim Arbe, go and appoint and have many Talmidim. Vasu Siag Ratur, and build a fence around the Torah. And you realize that we saw that the Maral explains that Keneged Chochma Bina and Das. Chochma is the idea of listening to wisdom, to have the material to work with. Hamidu Talmidim Arbe is the ability to develop the ideas, that's called Bina Dover Mitrich Dover, and apply Lemainse is Das, which Asusiag LaTorah. If you look at the life of Ezra, Ezra started the generation of Torah Shebal Peh. Ezra, the Gemara says, is Malachi. He's the end of prophecy. So he is transitioning Klal Yisrael to something called Torah Shebal Peh. That now we are going to go into a generation that not Hashem comes to people, but people come and transcend to Hashem. So the first thing he did was to create the material. The idea is the omnisignificance of Torah, that what he does is he changes the ksav, and allowing to change the ksav, he also made the integrity of the Torah, that the letters should be accounted for, that every letter means something. There is no extra word, there's no extra letter. And therefore, it allows the room to create droshes. And this is why he was called Ezra HaSofer. Chazal say the chidush of Ezra HaSofer is not that he was a scribe, but he was an accountant, that he accounted for every letter. Take a look at the Marsha in Kiddush. The Fichach Nikushim Soifrim, Shah Soifrim Koloisis, the Kagardo Shaperchel Perkinduishim, Ayes Soifer, Kilifip Shutoi, Soifer Mamish. Posh Pshat means a scribe. Kumo Ezra Soifer, Shafana Sofer. Ainze be Milos Atura Kolkach, being just a scribe is not a special Mila. Kumo Shekosov Sofria Melech. And therefore, it means something much more. And that's the idea of Sofer not being a scribe, but being an accountant. You could dash off the posuk itself. Sofer is telling you the omnisignificance of Torah. So in other words, the idea of Sofer is to give you the chashivus of Torah, to allow Torah to be darshaned. Absolutely. It's no question. Chov beis oisis, very good. And the ten spheres. He's combining the two. And this is the chidush of Ezra. Now, why this, to be able to create roshas, why was it necessary to change the ksav? We just said that what he did was creating a scribe. Now, you could say that the idea of having a sefer is by having ksav ashuris. Now, to be able to write, you have to be a sefer. You have to be part of the guild of seferim. And the guild of seferim is not only people who knew how to be a scribe, but people who are careful not to add extra words. Sefer doesn't mean a scribe, means an accountant. So by creating and changing the ksav, he actually allowed for the omnisignificance of Torah. Now, Ezra Sofer, we just mentioned the Gemara from last week, he is compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, you're supposed to get the Torah like Moshe, so instead of giving Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu already came before, he gave the Torah with a new ksav. You realize that giving the Torah with a new ksav is also in itself a new nesinas haTorah. It's a new nesinas haTorah. Why? Because by having the new ksav, it allowed and enabled something called droshes. And this is very apropos to our time. Says the Shulchan Aruch like this. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Taf Kuf Pei, "Bishmoina beTeves nichteva Torah yevones b'bnei Talmai Melech." In the 8th of Teves, the Torah is a tinis, is one of the fast days. And why do we fast on the 8th of Teves? Because that's a day that the Torah was translated into Greek. And it was darkness for 3 days. Ube Tesboy, in the 9th of Teves, is a tinis. We don't know what happened then. Everybody knows Professor Lyman has told us Yeshu that that's perhaps the death of Paul or Peter. But Shkanoch doesn't say that. Shalom says, the Kovei HaTainis, they don't say why. So says the Taz, Tei Magdoila. Why is the Shalom say they don't know? Ha'isa b'slichu shel asor b'teves. You follow the slichas, the betes b'teves, nes Ezra Sofer. Tes Teves is the day that Ezra HaSofer died. So why don't people know what happened then? It's clear that that's what happened. Okay? And you look at the Primer Godim, not only the Taz, Vekensu b'Magen Avrom, b'Ragoylo, b'Yaraba, b'Kolboy, u'b'Alochus G'doyle, says also, she'betes b'Teves Mes Ezra HaKoyen, v'Nechemia b'Nachalaya. Both Nechemia and Ezra died on Tes Teves. And why does the Shulchan Aruch say we don't know why? Now, now, the Birki Yosef, I'm going to skip, but the Birki Yosef also goes in there, the tinies, why doesn't it say, why are they hiding it? Why doesn't it say that this is the day that Ezra Sofer died? Now, I'll tell you that if we understand what you just said, it makes a lot of sense. Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra are both Noisnei HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu is Lo Yoda Ish Mokum Kvurosei. We don't know where the location of where Ezra was Moshe Rabbeinu's dad. Maral always says that time and space are always parallels to each other. The difference between time and space is the Chazal space is Chochmah, is the potential, is the place of operations, and the ability to develop is time. Time is how you travel through space. It's how you slice space into something that you could actually develop. Zman is Meloshen Zimun. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, he gave the potential of Torah, and that's the Sinas HaTorah, and that's why Lo Yoda Ish Mokum Kvrose. People don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu was born. His space, we don't know. Ezra, by changing the Ksav, he gave a Torah with a process for us to develop. And therefore, in the time-space continuum, by Ezra, is Lo Yoda Ish Zman Kvrose. So the reason why they hid the date when Ezra died is because the same way that Moshe Rabbein, we don't know the where he died, which is Mokim, by Ezra, which is a parallel to Moshe, what Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the space of Torah, Ezra HaKoyen gave us the time of Torah, the process. And that's why by Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Yoda Ish is Kvurosoi, but we know when he died, Zayin Adar. The day of Ezra HaKoyen was hidden from us because Lo Yoda Ish Zman Misosui. And that's why the Misa and the time is hidden. So that makes a lot of sense in the parallel that I just told you of the Nesina Satoira of Moshe and Ezra.
From Ezra to, before I was talking about that after Ezra, why do you find so many of Chazal, the Dovahs being...
First of all, let's go see. We're going to learn about all of this stuff. What was the Torah Shema Peh before? We're going to go. First, let's go see the Torah Moshe. The Chassam Sofer says, "V'yidem Agen Avram Kosov, she'isa bislicha she'mes bo beteish beteivis Ezra Sofer. V'tzorich yu by time alo yod v'migil asaynis." Why did Migil Asaynis says we don't know what happened in Tes Teves if we know that Ezra Cohen died? V'halochus goles mizeh. Says the same thing. The Torah was supposed to be given El Ezra, only because Moshe Rabbeinu was before, so therefore the Torah was not given through Ezra. Even though he didn't give the Torah, he changed the Torah with a new Ksav. Look at the Chassam Sofer explanation. The Ksav HaKodesh that we used to today, which is Ksav HaShuri, Hayagonus beSefer Torah sheBe'Oron HaKodesh. This Ksav was hidden. Ve'idyoitim hayumishtamshim b'Ksav Libuno. And regular people did not use Ksav HaShuri. So what did they use? They used Ksav Ivri. Ve'osa Ezra Moser Kosav Ksav HaKodesh l'chol b'nei Yisrael. And what Ezra did was that he took Ksav HaShuri and he popularized it. He gave it to everybody. Yuen Megmor B'Sanhedrin. V'atam bazeh. What was the uniqueness of giving Ksav Ashuri? Mishum shebi oisiz ha-toyra v'tzurosom. Because if you give the Ksav Ashuris with the form, v'tagim v'koitzim, with all the tagim and the crowns, merumozim toyra shebal peh. This is the portal for toyra shebal peh. In the oasis, they have a special knusha. In other words, what Moshe, what Ezra did by changing the Ksav, he opened the portal of Drash to allow us to transcend through the Torah. Because these letters, through the crowns and the form of the letters, they have in themselves Torah Shebal Peh. They call Moshe Talmid Vosikos Lechadesh, and every Chidush possible, the potential for every Chidush, it's in every letter of the Torah. Look at Rabbi Akiva, he was able to darshan many millions of alochas from the every crown. Now what he says is the following. As long as they knew Torah Shebal Peh, they knew the traditions by Bais Rishonim. They did not have to connect the traditions to the Chumash. Their traditions and the traditions of Torah Shebal Peh, and they had Torah Shebichsav, but they were not connected. But they did not have the ability to extract Torah Shebal Peh from the Torah Shebichsav through something called Drash. So therefore, before Ezra came, the Ksav HaKodesh could be in the Aron HaKodesh. And they would look at it and ponder only from time to time the prophets when it's necessary. V'day lo ilam shishtu b'ksav libonor was enough to use ksav ivri. Omnam evunisidna rabbi shegos ashchin evyor da shikha lo ilam. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't coming to us, and the world was in a situation that there was no more prophecy, כמו שלבסוף אוצרח רבי נקודש לכתוב שם שבפה, like afterwards, hundreds of years later, רבי נקודש had to write or be מסעד על התורה, דמי עזר אוצרח קופונים נמצא סימני התורה ולמזה לכלל ישראל. They had to give the ability of כלל ישראל to darshan and to extract תורה שבפה from תורה שבכסף through the drash. כדי שיועץ לדים את זה הקרב ויצא בדוירו כאילו דין התורה ליועדי. Therefore it was like a נסינס התורה by Ezra. And he continues and he says the following. So therefore, when the Torah was translated to Greek, that ability to darshan was taken away. Because now it's in a different language. Because as long as it was in Hebrew with ksav ashuris, you could darshan, you could get so much, so many layers of meaning. And therefore, the Torah has the pshat, has the simple, plain meaning, and it has the esoteric and exoteric meaning. But when they translated the Torah into Greek, then you have only one translation. Either you translate at the simple meaning, or you translate the exoteric meaning, or the esoteric meaning. And we don't even know the real translation. So when they translated the Torah lost its deeper transcendent meaning, the meaning of a portal to transcendence, into something called Pshuto Shel Mikra. So then, by translating the Torah, you actually locked the ability to darshan. The ability to darshan is when you have Hebrew with many layers of meaning. You have ksav ashuris that you could darshan, and the ksav has the crowns, has so much esoteric and exoteric meaning. Once you translate it to English, you are completely shutting it off. So after you translate to Yevonis, you know what happens? You're making Ezra useless. Because all the revolution of Ezra was being taken away by translating into Greek. So he says, so therefore, if Ezra died, it's Nisha Zegifelech. So that's what he means to say. After they translated Torah to Yevonis, they lost the reason why we fast on Ches. In other words, after you fast on the Tes, if you fast on the 9th of Tevis, because they translated Torah to Yevonis, you look back at the 8th and say, why do we fast? Ezra is not important anymore. So on the 8th of Tevis, the Torah was translated to Yevonis, to Greek, so if you translate the Torah in Yevonis, if you translate the Torah to Greek on the 8th of Tevis, the 9th of Tevis doesn't have a meaning anymore. Even though the 9th of Tevis was already a fast because of Ezra, after they translated the Torah to Yevonis, it made no sense. So the idea is what Ezra did, he opened the portals of Drash. And this is the transcendence that happens in the idea of Drash. Now the question is of Michael West. What was Torah Shebaal Peh beforehand? This is the transition into Torah Shebaal Peh. By having now omnisignificance of the text, because now you have a Sofer, that not only he's the scribe, but he makes sure to account for the letters, that nothing is extra. And there is a ksav, which has all these esoteric and exoteric meaning, to take away from my simple translation, to realize that there are layers and layers of meaning. And he gave the ability for us to darshan. The question is, what was Torah Shebaal Peh beforehand? And most important, What Torah Shebal Peh was Ezra Mechadash? We know the Torah Shebal Peh by us. We have two separate genres of work. We have the Mishnah, and the Mishnah are halachas of Torah Shebal Peh, and they are traditions, halachas of Torah Shebal Peh, but it doesn't have any of the droshes where from the psukim they come out. They are halachas of Torah Shebal Peh. And then we have something called Medrash Halacha. Medrash Halacha, they were compiled in three works, the Mechilta in Sefer Shmois, the Sifro in Sefer Vayikra, and the Sifrei in Sefer Dvorim, Bamidbar and Dvorim. They are droshes of the psukim to be able to come out halachas and all kinds of different details of Torah Shebal Peh emanating from Torah Shebichsav through a process called Medrash, Drash. The question is, which one came first? Is the idea that we had traditions, and that was in Bayis Rishon, that's what the Chassam Sofer is saying. There were traditions, and Ezra told us of how to derive those traditions that we had from the Psukim. Or just the opposite. We darshan from the Psukim to Erash Shebal Peh, and then we codified into the Mishnah. Which one is first? Is Mishnah first? Or is Medrash first? If you look at your handout, we have the Mishnah B'Soida. That's the Yitzchok Isaac Halevi. Okay, it says a Mishnah B'Soida Utkufa Satanoi Malea. And this is Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Halevi wrote a history work, which is an amazing work called Doiras HaRishonim. And he was the one coming to fight and to have a war against the Reform. Against, he didn't have the Reform about Wissenschaft, but against the science of Judaism. And one of the issues that they had was that droshes appear to be chas v'shalom arbitrary. All these kind of droshes that you come up with, all kind of halachas, how do you know that? So there were two schools of answering of how do we know that. One school is the Malbim, that his old sefer of the Malbim came to justify and to show how from the psukim alone, the droshas almost muchach. The droshas are almost inherent in the psukim. Or you had the opposite approach, which is the approach that we're going to see from Yitzchok Isaac Halevi. Rabbi Shapiro always told me that there were a few things that came to the world because of the Maskilim. If not for the Haskalah of these people challenging Torah Shebal Peh, we would have lost a lot of ideas. One of them is the Malbim and Doiras HaRishonim. Doiras HaRishonim and the Malbim came as a response to the Maskilim, but they created a new dimension that is so important to Torah Shebal Peh. So the Malbim comes to explain how every drosha is muchach, is inherent in the pasuk. Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Halevi comes from a different pshat. Take a look at this. Aval mahu hadavar shedireh shnam hefochim beyachad. If you pay attention to the Mishnah, you realize the Mishnah has a double approach. Sheyesh shemekumot arbe meod asher ba'u sham rimzi amike v'asmoch aleim. Some Mishnayos have the psukim. Where did you get the halachas from? V'tameh hadavar v'sodo. V'gam shakel v'tareh v'chikur. The main Mishnah is actually a debate of how did you get the halachas. Gam bechol darchei gemara. Ulehepech, yesh sham mekoyim ezlei mispar. But there are many Mishnayos, by the way, the vast majority, asher ein sham ikotzei meuma. The Mishnah never tells you where they got the halacha from. Not the psukim. They don't even discuss. They tell you the halacha. When you read Shema, Mishasha Koyerim Nichlosi B'chol B'Trumosam. And the Gemara asks, how do I know that you have to read Shema? So the Gemara darshans the Psukim, but the Mishnah doesn't say. Some Mishnayos bring you the source, some Mishnayos don't. Some Mishnayos only bring the halacha. Some Mishnayos are that the previous Mishnah brings you the halacha without any source. But Mishnah smucha lacharei, in the next Mishnah, ba'adova prativ, in the marazesh shenemar ve'yamik, rotam adova. And then he discusses about a detail, and he brings you a source. So, the Mishnah is very inconsistent. Sometimes it brings you a source, sometimes it doesn't bring you a source. And something in the same Mishnah, first you have a rule without any source, and then when you give the details, you debate and you bring a scriptural source. Vine. Vagam. The people in the Wissenschaft, these early scholars, not only they never paid attention to it, they never explained it, they didn't even realize this nuance in the Mishnah. Once you analyze the Mishnah, you'll come up with how the process works. And here he says the greatest chidush that you could imagine that you say here. Kvar nizbar lan shabisha tfane nishba sidur klol im reish shayom lifnei shimon atzadik. Our Mishnah, in his view, it started the Mishnah, you know when? Even before Shimon HaTzadik, mimei anshe knesset agdoila. Ezra is the one who establishes the first Mishnah. He says, what Ezra established, you know what he established? He took all the traditions that came with them from Bais Rishon, and he codified these traditions. How did they codify as a Mishnah? And then he used Drash to show you how to connect these traditions to the Chumash. So basically, you had the body of traditions, and the body of traditions, that was the original work. That's the Mishnah. And he says, even though the Mishnah, who compiled the Mishnah? It was Rabbeinu HaKodesh in the year 220, give or take. Says the Mishnah starts already something called the foundational Mishnah, Yesoida Mishnah, in the 4th century before the Common Era. So he says the Mishnah is much older, and the beginning of Ezra was the establishment of codifying the traditions that they were in Bais Rishon. V'sidur achru mimei Yavne, and the Mishnah continued being transmitted. It was only finalized in Yavne, v'chasim asamisha. So the Sidur Achron, the last organization, was in Yavne, which is Rabban Gamliel of Yavne, right after the Churban. V'chasim asamisha, in the ceiling of the Mishnah, was Bimei Rebbe, asher nizar sham in the Sefer LaMishnah, called Divrei Tkvasat Torah LaMishnah. So the Mishnah was a foundational Mishnah, and the Mishnah kept being added as new Tanaim came about. And finally, Rebbe sealed the Mishnah. But the Mishnah in his Halevi's idea, it starts from when? From Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, way before the Midrashim. So the Midrashim are only ways to take the tradition and to connect to the Psukim. He created, like the Chassam Sofer says, a way to take Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh and merge the two together. So before Bais Rishon, there was tradition, an oral tradition. There was a written scripture, but they were separate. What he did was connect the two together, but it starts with the Mishnah, and the Medrash is only validating a tradition. He says like this, V'asidur aklol le'ayin b'isoy da Mishnah, when the isoy, the foundation of Mishnah was done, shambau divrei Torah gluim viduim, came out the traditions, v'akabalot al divrei Torah v'torei ha'mitzvos darkei kiyum mishpateim, they organized the traditions, how to become the mitzvahs, sheze kuloi kabbalah, and this was a tradition. Ubasham gam dovar atakonot zaklos bedrabonot, and also all of the. We're going to see that Ezra was the one who added many kinds of decrees, many kinds of takonot zrabonot. Asher gam zmona machlos man neshnag dole. He says he everything he wants to establish. See, the Yitzchok Isaac Halevi is this maximalist. He wants to take Torah Shebal Peh, the Mishnah, not as a chidush of the later generations, but this is the establishment of Ezra, including all the takonas that are bonan. And therefore the Mishnah, that when it brings the original Mishnah, doesn't bring psukim, doesn't bring anything. You know why? Because it was not built on psukim. It was built on just traditions. There's no discussions. The later details that were added, the add-ons to the foundation of Mishnah, then called Divrei Tkufas HaTanoim, the ideas that came from the Tanoim, which is from the first century BCE all the way to the third century of the common era. He nekvaris bashish basheshli yon shorim achas kol nugel divri amishna kol nugel pirusha. So these additions are pirushim to the Mishnah. Vezoy sheni chakiras chadoshes b'mikra baye chadina pi divri amishna kvi v'duim. Or they took into details. So he says the Mishnah doesn't bring any sources because it was not based on sources. It was based on traditions. The sources came later. The sources are reverse engineering of the traditions. This is Hishita. Okay? So the additions, then is when you have psukim. That's when you have a discussion. The Mishnah originally is the work of Anshe Knesset HaGdoila. The laws of Ilvat Kigam, Shizod Mishnah, Basham Dovar, Yitzim, Divri, Atoira, Valeinu, Golub, Vabeatzim, Ganze, Ban, Foshmina. And the only time they would bring a pasuk if it was necessary, because it's not based on psukim. Kiken Hadovar, Asher Sidur, Mishnah, Tlov, Sof, Hagam, Sidur, Advorim, Moshem, Goshenem, Ravidisha, Bitchlosan. All the Mishnah is the traditions that they had. Okay? This is Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Halevi. The Mishnah is the first. The Medrash came to validate or to connect to the Rashi B'Ksav. Very much how much the Ksav Sofer says. And that's why the Ezra changed the Ksav to allow the Mishnah, the traditions, to connect to the Ksav. Now, if you pay attention to the Geonim Lechera say exactly the opposite. And if you go back to our source page, to our sources, on page 2, Igeres Rav Shira Goin. Look at Rav Shira Goin says, "Vesifra vesifrei dorshi dikroinu." Explains Rav Shira Goin that the sifro and the sifrei are droshos of the psukim. Ve'ichar emiza ilchas abikroi, telling you where does the halacha come from the pasuk. Umeikora says, Rav Shira Goin, and originally. In the days of Ezra, they learned Medrash. So says Rav Shira Goin the opposite. If you look at the Medrash Halacha, he's telling you where he got from the Psukim. He says this is how they learned before the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a codification of the Medrash. They took the Mishnah and they turned the Mishnah into, I'm sorry, they took the Medrash and they turned the Medrash into the Mishnah. What Ezra HaKoyin came to do was to darshan the psukim, and the psukim, the drash of the psukim, is what created the Mishnah. So the drashas of the psukim, as you know, came out to, first of all, validate halachas. We're going to soon see what the process was. But it's not that the Mishnah led to the Medrash, but the Medrash was the one who made the Mishnah. And if you take a look at one of our sources is Sefer HaKone. Sefer HaKone is the small source in the last page. Sefer HaKone says the Feirush like this. And he explains like this. In the middle of the paragraph. Let's start in the beginning. Umisherobu Talmidei, first line. Talmidei Sham and Talmidei Hillel v'loshim shor abeoim kol tzorkem rob sa machloikes b'Yisrael. We're going to soon see the machloikes started from the Talmidei Sham and Hillel. V'lo zozu eilo me'ele l'gorisim balpeh v'l'gorisim balpeh atche gam misivita derkiya yucholkim tando yisim kinya natan v'kudosh bohu makhzi kakoyach ha'oimer ha'emez v'kol ha'koyach ha'semez v'kol ha'mgorisim girsa l'kis v'girsa shov v'pneim kishel mailahu. And they learn. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Machloikis is not only here, Machloikis is in the Shemaim also. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machzikoch, Asheru Meule Michavero V'Tzinoro Gol V'Shachavero. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose one sheet over the other. V'miyad Moed Lemala V'Nimenu Lemata, okay. V'zu HaMachloikis Hayat Shel Nechrav HaBayis. This Machloikis of how to darshan was up to Churban HaBayis. V'Dischabru Zikne Elim Zikne Elu. And then after the Churban HaBayis, Sidru Shisha Slorim, they decided to compile into a Mishnah. After the Medrash grew so much in the time of Talmidei Shammai and Hillel, they decided to synthesize and to create a Mishnah. Because voice a chorus of Mishnah. Then they did a Mishnah to synthesize and to summarize. Therefore, they turned into Shisha Sorim. You know that in the time before, the time of Hillel and Shammai, there were 600 Sdorim. What does it mean, 600 Sdorim? So, Rav David Tzofi Zalman explains, because they are connected the mitzvahs. They are droshas in the psukim, connected the 600 mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs. After the Medrash grew so much, they decided to synthesize and to summarize and to take only the conclusions and to turn into the Mishnah. So therefore, they synthesized the Mishnah because at least they learned the conclusions. What Mishnah was created is a summary. We're going to see a conclusion of the Medrash. But Torah Shebaal Peh started darshaning from the Psukim to come up with halachas. So here you have a great machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Halevi, who says the Mishnah is the original traditions were compiled in the Mishnah by Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. And there they looked at the Psukim to validate those traditions. And then you have Rabbi Shira Goyen, who says the opposite. They darshan the Psukim. Those droshes that came up with halachas, they grew to a huge size. And the time of the Churban Abayis by Talmid Yesham in Hill, they decided to synthesize, to summarize, to bring the conclusions, and to take away all the droshes. And the Mishnah is the summary and the final conclusion of all the drushes. The Mishnah is a product of the Medrash, not the Medrash a product of the Mishnah. Ezra HaSofer is the one who starts, so the Pasuk says, is Doiresh Toiras Hashem. Because in the Toiras Hashem, you have something called the simple meaning. But the simple meaning of Toiras is not something very easy to do, because number one, it contradicts our tradition. Many things a simple meaning, not only doesn't make any sense, not only is out of order, it actually contradicts halacha. And then we have Torah Shebaal Peh, which are our traditions, and our traditions that we have on Torah Shebaal Peh is to tell us how to do it. Ezra Sofer was able to darshan from the psukim to be able to come up with Torah Shebaal Peh and to transcend and to create a port of Torah Shebaal Peh from the psukim of Torah Shebaal Peh. Machloikes, the Eretz Arishonim says they were first a Mishnah, Yisoy the Mishnah, the foundation of Mishnah, and the Psukim are just to create a validation to the tradition, or a source to the tradition. Rav Shira Goyen says, the Sefer HaKohen, you started from the Medrash, and the Medrash led into the Mishnah. Now, the question is the Drash. So, Chidush of Drash, by the way, this is the second step of Ezra. The first step of Ezra was creating a text, that's Chochmah. Then Bina, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe, how to darshan and to come up and to derive meaning. And this is the beginning of the derivation of Torah Shebaal Peh as a process. In the Bais Rishon, if you had a Shiloh, you went to the Sanhedrin either had a tradition, or they use the droshes, which are the rules that were given from Sinai, to derive halachas to Paskin. But that wasn't the work of people. The work of Klal Yisrael that became the generation of Torah Shebaal Peh is opened by Ezra, that the halacha, the learning, the relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that he popularized. It opened for everybody the ability to darshan. The yeshivas opened up. How did he do this? By changing the ksav of the Sefer Torah and counting the letters and making them significant. The question is, what does droshes mean? What are the droshes? What is Torah Shebaal Peh? How does that connect to the work of Medrash? So if you look at it, I think it's important to see the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in the Akdoma explains the following. Torah Shebaal Peh, says the Rambam, is divided into five components. Says the Rambam, "Lifichach chelki adin misod b'Torah likorim ma'elu shekidamu nechlokim l'chamisha chalokim." Torah Shebaal Peh is divided into five components. Achelek harishon, what's the first component? Pirushim mikubalim mipi Moshe. There are translations in Pirushim in the Torah which are traditions from Moshe. Those are traditions. And that is something called in Arabic, the tafsir. The tafsir is the translation. The Torah says, you should take kapo istmorim. What is kapo istmorim? The tradition tells you it's lulav. The pasuk says pri etz hoder. How do you know what pri etz hoder is? The tradition tells you is what is pri etz hoder. It's an esrog. V'yesh leim remez b'kosuf. They are many of them. They have a remez in the pasuk. V'yesh lo yitzim b'derech svara. And some of them you could just create an analogy. So those are midrashim, but this, says the Rambam, is based not upon our logic. You could find logic, but they are based on traditions. And therefore there's no machlokes. If somebody says, this is my tradition, ein ledaber olav. Shitas Rambam is that there is something called tafsir, which is the translation, which is the explanation of the Torah, and this, there's no machlokes. And this is why the Mishnah sometimes quotes you, because it is a tradition. Those are traditions which have nothing to do with the translation of Tzukim, but they are halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai, traditions of Moshe b'Sinai. V'in rayos alein kmo shehizkarnu. This, they have no rayos. V'zeh kmo ein cholek alav. And also on this, there's no machlokes. So the Rambam says, Torah Shebaal Peh has five components. Two components is basically a function of tradition. Either the tradition of how to explain the psukim or the tradition of the halachas. Achelik ashlishi, what's the third part? The black tefillin. Arova that we have. Those are, right? Arba, the what? Now, so how is it there is a machlokes? That's the Chavos Yoy. We find Chatois Amesis, the five Chatois Amesis. The five Chatois Amesis, which is Aloch Rabbi Shem Sinai, and there's a machlokes on that. So how's it tried? The Chavos Yoy says, the Rambam is telling you, in the Aloch Rabbi Shem Sinai, there's no machlokes? I can show you hundreds of machlokes on Aloch Rabbi Shem Sinai. So it says the Briskrov, there's a famous Briskrov, and the Briskrov explains that the Gemara says there were 3,000 halachas that were forgotten when Moshe Rabbeinu died, that Daniel ben Knaz brought it back with his pilpuloi. Says Beskrov, there was a halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai that was forgotten, and Daniel ben Knaz restored those halachas l'Moshe b'Sinai through his own ideas, through his own svara, through his own method. Those halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai, you could have a machlokes. Only the Aloha Moshe Sinai was not forgotten, which is called the Immaculate Aloha Moshe Sinai. On that, the Rambam says there's a machlokes. However, most of the Aloha Moshe Sinai that we have today, they were forgotten, and they were restored by Atniel ben Knaz. Those restored ones, there is machlokes, because it's a process of learning, not a process of tradition. That's what he says. Achelek Ashlishi. What's the third component of Torah Shebaal Peh? Hadinim Sheodiyu Al Darkei Asvora. Those are the halachas that they darshan from the psukim, using all of the methods that were taught to us to darshan the psukim. V'nofla boim machlokes. And on this, there is machlokes. Kmo shezachanu. V'nifsak b'em adin, and you pass on pirov. V'ze ikr kishishtane hayun, mipnikach oimrim im halacha nekabel din yeshtuva. Aval nofla machlokes v'yir badov shalom nishma b'halacha. But if there's no halacha, there's machlokes. That's why they always explain you dash one way or dash another way. And the Rambam says that those things are alochas that were derived by Chachomim from the Psukim without any tradition. They are called in the Rambam something called Divrei Soifrim. I'm not going to read the whole source, but if you follow to the next page, Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, in the next page, Rambam Shlomo Shasheni says like this, Shein roi limnois, you do not count as the 613 mitzvahs, mashem elamdim be'achad b'shlosh esem idu shatoyer nidreshes bohem, omiribui. If you darshan a posuk, any drosha is not counted, any halachas is not part of the 613 mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, kvar bi'anu b'psichas chiburei b'pirush ha-mishnah. I just explained to you this Shoresh Ashlish in the beginning of the Mishnah. Sherov Divnei HaTorah, the vast majority of halachas, Yotzu Mishlosh Esemidu Shatorah Nidreshes Bohem. They darshan using one of the 13 principles of Drosha. V'shaidina yoytze moysan amidas. And all of the halachas that come through the 13 midas shatorah in Dreshes Bohem, hine piyomim tipol b'machlokes. Then there is a machlokes. V'yisham dinim pipurushim mekubalim imoyshe machlokes b'hem. But if it's a tradition, there's no machlokes. So the only time there is a machlokes is when there's no tradition. Aval hem mevim raya me'achad v'shlosh esere midas. They darshan with the one of the 13 midas. Because using the exegetical tools, you could find the remes. Moire al piru shawa mikubol eke jura lav karbiano ze inyan, kishia ze ken, yine kol ma shenimtza lachachomim, nemar shu nemar moishe b'sinai, but he says, alach hazmiduis, the third line, midu shuhu derabonan. These are called divrei soifrim. The Rambam understands that any of the vast majority of halachas, which are derived from droshas in the psukim, they are called divrei soifrim. Ki piyom yipirush mekubal v'charoi bezeh shekol mashal timtzeu kosu batoi v'timtze matav shamur chashbetrois im beorim be'atzamu shezeh guf toiro shezeh doraisa v'imnoisa chashbekab limoshu doraisa. If they say the yudgimel midas is doraisa, you count it's doraisa. V'im lo yivaru zeh, but if they don't specifically specify that, v'lo dibru bo hi ne'u derabonan shem kosu v'yerevalov. Then the droshas are only called the Rabbanan. The Megillah Esther explains, not that it's only the Rabbanan, but it's called creative medrash. The Rambam Shita is that the vast majority of halachas, Kiddushei Kesef, all the halachas that we learn with Yudgimel Midas, Shatorah Nidreshes Bohem, those Yudgimel Midas are not traditions from Sinai. Those are creative medrash. So when the gates of medrash opened up and they darshan an extra word, this is creative medrash, and this is called derabonan and divrei soifrim. Even though the value is deraisa, but it's creative medrash, and therefore it's called divrei soifrim. So shita saramba means that in essence there are two types of Torah Shebaal Peh. There's one Torah Shebaal Peh that there are traditions, and those traditions many times you find the rems in the pasuk, you don't find the rems in the pasuk. But the vast majority were halachas that were derived from the psukim by using the tools that were giving us Sinai, and those are creative medrash. It's called the Rabbanan, because this is not the original intent. That's the creative medrash by Chachomim. So Shita Sarambam means that the vast majority is a creation of Chachomim with the authority of the Torah. And on this, the Ramban argues. So it comes out like this, by the way, according to Shita Sarambam, Reb Yitzchok Isaac Halevi says everything is a tradition. The Medrash is only to validate traditions. Reb Shira Goin clearly says no. The vast majority of the learning was done through Medrash and then was synthesized as Mishnah. In that Medrash that they did, the idea that Ezra creates the process of Medrash, Lidroish B'Toiras Hashem, that process of Medrash is not only validating traditions, but he is actually creating halachas. The creation of halachas, and those halachas are called the Rabbanan, even though they're extensions of mitzvah min ha-Torah, and their validity is a validity min ha-Torah. And the Ramban on this argues. And the Ramban says the following. Now, okay, I think we have to stop because it's already 9:54, but we'll continue Mishnah next week. You'll see that that's Shita Sarambam. Shita Saramban, in 2 weeks, Shita Saramban is that no. The Medrash, every posuk, when there is an extra word of significance, every drosha that was created is already latent in the posuk. Chazal only brought it out, something that was already there. They basically recovered a drosha that was already there. Shita Saramba means that the process of drosha created alochas, allowed us to enable and to enlarge the Torah and to add branches to the roots. Mashaike Shita Saramban is that it was all inherent there. And it was all there to be taken. And Chazal only brought it to fruition, something that was already there. But be as it may, that's the Chidush of Ezra. The Chidush of Ezra is the generation of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the creation of Medrash. The creation of Medrash is allowing Torah Shebaal Bichsav to be a portal to transcend what was once upon a time given to the Nevi'im. Explanations, explications, adding dimensions, making it more real, by the time of Ezra that Koch was given to the Chachomim to do the same process without HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to them, but they transcended HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll continue with them in 2 weeks.